Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hi, welcome back to Two Girls in the World. I'm Vic.
I'm Charlie.
Hello.
And I'm not Polly.
For once.
Yeah.
We actually skipped the week when I was like full of a cold last week.
Yeah, you were. Was that last week?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm confused.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's just been passing it round each other, even though none of us is like snogging. Just like, yeah, it's a joke, really.
I know, and that's like my second cold in a month.
Yeah.
And you got it twice, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's rife.
I thought I was getting it for the third time the other night.
Did you?
Yeah, we got a sore throat, and then when I went to bed, when I woke up, it was gone. I know, maybe I fought it off.
Now you've got a funky eye.
Yeah, my eye won't stop watering. I'm not crying. It always goes, are you crying? No, I'm not.
There was a time at my mother's blessing where I thought you were crying, but I thought, now it'll be a makeup.
But I think I was, wasn't I?
Oh, was you?
I did tears.
Oh, did you shed a tear?
Actually, no, none came down, but right. I welled up.
Did you?
Did you not know?
No.
Honestly?
No.
Should we talk about your mother's blessing?
Yeah.
Your catch-up. So on Sunday, Vic didn't want a baby shower, which I get. Like, I don't have any. I've been to lots and had a good time, but I didn't want one either.
Yeah.
And it's just.
Do you know what it is about baby showers?
Go on.
And I think I've probably said this about, like, just anything that involves, like, a celebration or, like, an expectation for people to do things. Mm-hmm. I think the thing about baby showers is, like, the purpose of a baby shower is, like, you come to me and you bring me gifts.
Yeah.
And it really makes me quiver.
No, me too.
But I love buying gifts for other people. So I love, like, I do like going to a baby shower and, like...
And I do feel like it is accepted in society for this to happen. So I don't mind going to them and giving gifts, but I do not want that for me.
No.
No, no, no.
Oh.
Do you remember when, so I had people call it my baby shower, but I called it a pre-baby bash. It was at my mum's house, we had a house party.
It was just a piss up.
It was just a piss up.
Where Charlie was the only sober one.
Yeah. it was just a big piss up, and like people went out after, blah, blah, blah. And I got wind, and was it Nisha? Or was it you? Someone said, like, what shall I bring? Like, you know, as in present-wise, I was like, nothing. I was like, no. Like, I'm not just like trying to be cool.
Yeah.
This isn't a baby shower. This is like a last little occasion before I probably, and it's actually a great idea because it was like the last occasion. Everyone was all together having a good time for ages.
Yeah.
Because then you have a baby and you're fucked, aren't you? No, you're not fucked, but you know what I mean. So it was like that. And some people did bring gifts, and I was just like, no, no, no. And I said to them, I was like, do not bring that near me. And he left them like in the hall or whatever. And I was like, I'd not called it a baby shower for this purpose.
Yeah.
And they were like, really? Like, we just assumed, like, do not bring me. Yeah, and it did, it like upset me a bit.
Yeah.
I was like, I've not done this for gifts.
Yeah.
Like, I can't cope with that for me. I honestly don't judge people for having them.
I'm the exact same. Although I do think some people have like really extra large baby showers, and I'm like, are these people like in your life?
Yeah.
Like, are they gonna like meet your baby anytime soon sort of thing? Yeah. But anyway, so
do you know what I find weird? And I feel like sometimes, I don't know at the minute, like I do go to this a lot, but the expense of them.
Yeah.
Like people hire out like the money they spend
on a baby shower,
and it just baffles me. Yeah. I don't know if I'm becoming a bit of like a bit like a Scrooge. Like, I'd just rather not.
Yeah.
I'd just rather not.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No, I know what you mean.
But then I'm like, but isn't life about getting together?
Yeah, and having little celebrations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I go back and forth. But for myself, no.
Yeah, yeah. So I felt very like that. But then Charlie messaged me, and it was like the summer. I remember it being a really hot day, and you were like, can I do you a mother's blessing? And I was thinking, what the fuck is a mother's blessing? If I've said I don't want a baby shower, this sounds worse.
So basically, my best friend, I'd never been to one, but my best friend didn't want a baby shower, but wanted to be like mark this point in her life. It was like her second child, and kind of just wanted a really nice, wholesome experience and getting in the zone before welcoming the second baby. So I don't know how she came across, but anyway, she booked this girl, Beth she's called. She's really lovely, and basically she just does a bit of, I feel like you'd call it a bit like a ceremony or something, and like it's like there's a few like guided meditations, a few visualizations, the red thread. Yeah. What's that called? What did she call it? The red thread mantra.
Of the womb?
Red thread. Yeah, but basically, when I heard, because I couldn't attend my friend's one, she asked me, she got my number and asked me if I had a message I wanted to pass on to her, because, like, you know, we're really close and I had a wedding or something. So I sent her a message. So I knew it was all about like just saying that, basically preparing this mother on their journey.
Yeah, and when it's more about the mum.
It's
not
all
the
about
baby.
The mum. Yeah,
yeah.
And when I heard about all that, I was like, "That's you." I'm sorry, but that is you. I feel like the stuff you would sometimes do with like the glow up project and the visualizations and that type of thing. Mm. I was like, "That's up your street."
Yeah.
And if you don't want it to be people buying you stuff, but it's like a little something you could look back up and maybe back on and glad that you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I was like, "Do you want one?" You were just like, I know you said
yeah.
I didn't have to actually convince you too much to say yeah.
Yeah, no, I like had a look online. There was a few things in it that I was like, I don't want people like,
because
proper
you can
like
do,
massaging me or like,
because you can do bump. There was bump painting that was optional. We chose not to do that, didn't we? Oh yeah, she messaged me, Beth, the woman. She was like, "Do you think Vic would like a foot soak?" Because like, Vic, would you like a foot soak? You're like, yeah, go on then. I love a foot soak.
It's just I've been to something before and I thought it was really lovely. It was quite similar, but it was like a birthday celebration,
right?
And she made us all like massage the girl who was in, she had to lie down in the middle and we all had to like massage her, and we all thought it was lovely, like we're like giving her this gorgeous experience. And apparently she got home and just cried her eyes out because she was like, that was the worst fucking thing ever, like all these people like massaging me,
that
like, who do I think
weird.
I am? And so, I know.
Yeah.
So when you said about the mother's blessing, I thought, oh god, no massaging, like no one's massaging me.
Yeah.
Like it was really, really nice. I think like I find it quite hard to like receive like nice things. I prefer to like
give
things.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there were times when she was like, so we're all here to like celebrate Vic. And like
you're dying
and I was
inside.
but it was really nice.
You're like, no, nobody's celebrating.
I feel like Like, it was a bit hit and miss whether I was going to, like, go ahead with it, but I'm really glad I did. I think that was, like, what I needed.
I think I would have struggled with a mother's blessing.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be suited to me.
Yeah. What do you think people, like, do you think the bit where people share and, like, say a nice thing to you?
Oh, I think it's weird, actually, because I joke, like, I'm like, well, I love it when people say nice things about me. But in a serious way like that, I'd fucking crumble.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to, I would rather have a piss up.
Yeah.
And not be pissed. Everyone be pissed, have a good time. Like, I think it's lovely, but I don't think it's something I would feel the benefit from.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like, I've never enjoyed... One of my friends, Laura, she fucking loves a sharing circle. And when it comes to birthdays, if you go for a birthday meal or something, she'll be like, right, everyone needs to go around the table, say how they met Vic and what they love about her. And I would have an out-of-body experience. And there was one time where it was coming to this, like, birthday brunch, and when I was down in London, and she was like, I messaged her before and I said, please will you not do that, because it really does give me an out-of-body experience. Like, I don't listen, I can't hear anything anyone's saying because I feel like I'm dying. But I don't know, I think because Beth was so lovely, like, the woman who held it, and it was just so... It felt really safe.
Do you know what it is, though? Like, for a birthday, like, yeah, that happens every year. Like, that's a bit too much. But this is, like, it needs to be recognised as a momentous point in your life. Did I just say momentous? Is momentous, right?
Yeah, I think
momentous,
so.
Yeah. Like, it really is. Mm. And I think that's what it's all about. Like, I feel like we're all just like, get pregnant, have a baby, but you actually need to recognise, like, the journey you've been on so far and are going to carry on.
Yeah. It is really...
So it's all about that, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'd so recommend, like, it was a really just, like, a gorgeous... It's 2 hours she was there. Yeah. But it's like chilled, and at the same time she's doing all nice little meditations and stuff. And I think it's just nice to... Like, I invited, like, a really small group of people, mm-hmm. and they were people who I know, who've, like, been in my life, you know, like, been there for me through pregnancy, and who mm-hmm. I know are going to be in my life and in my baby's life.
Yeah.
So it was just nice to, like, have everyone together and to...
Yeah.
Yeah, to just,
I think,
like,
sometimes when you just get down to it, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Just having a reason for everyone to just be in the same room doing a nice thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was lovely. Would recommend.
I've got my Christmas mini shoots this weekend.
Are you excited?
Yeah. I actually am more now I have Richie.
Oh, are you going to do one with Richie?
I am, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to do one of his. Still for you?
What?
Will he sit still for you?
No, we won't sit still, but I'll just play on his character. I'll get him to jump.
Yeah.
Or I'll get him to, you know... I'll get him in motion.
Yeah. Oh.
No, he won't sit still. But I am. I'm excited because, like, I see the same faces every year.
Really?
Yeah, like, people come every single year. There's these two boys, actually. Their mum and dad bring them literally for since I've been doing them, maybe, like, 5-6 years or something like that. And I shoot them throughout the year too. But I see them, like, growing up, and they have, like, they come in a different set of Christmas pyjamas, and they literally say, they're the boys now because they're a little bit older, and their mum and dad, like, it's not Christmas without their annual visit here.
That's really cute.
I know. And I don't know since, like, when they say that, I'm like, yeah, whatever. But now since having Richie and I want to start traditions with him, I realise these shoots are a tradition for other families. And I'm like, oh, that's actually so cute. Like, I'm actually realising how cute it is.
Yeah, and, like,
where I'm just like, it's
my
job.
Playing a part in people's tradition.
Yeah. That's they say they get dead excited to come. So, yeah, we actually think it's cute now. I'm not just like, oh, I've got my Christmas minis, got, like, work on Saturday, Sunday. Now I'm like, oh, it's exciting.
Yeah, so do people tend to, like, put the photos on a Christmas card?
Lots of people do, Or a little Christmas gift too. Like, grandparents always love a photo in a frame, don't they? Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Or, like, print them for Christmas cards,
I know. Yeah, you've got, she's got lots of props here in the studio.
I know, yeah, I'm setting up, I'm doing my little setup after we finish recording, aren't I?
Yeah, I can't wait to see Rich's, what you're going to put him in, Christmas jammers.
Well, I offloaded to Big Jew that. I said, like, I've got so much stuff I need to, little things that I think with moving house as well, like my list, it's not getting any small. Mm-hmm. I will tick 5 things off, then add 6 more things to it.
Yeah.
And I said, Mum, I really need some Christmas PJs for Richard. Will you please sort them? And she has.
Aww.
She's ordered 3 pairs from that. You know that, have you heard of that? Jojo Maman Bebe.
Yeah.
Whatever, however you say it.
Maman Bebe.
Jojo Maman Bebe. Yeah, she's ordered 3 pairs from there. So I've got a choice. Oh, they were all dead cute. Because I want him to wear Christmas PJs on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And then she was like, but then you'll want different ones on Christmas Eve. And then maybe another pair Boxing Day. I'm like, you're right.
Thanks.
She knows.
Oh, Mike's mum's a Jojo Maman Bebe. Grandma.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It is. They do have, like, cute little bits.
Yeah, they do.
Do you know I'm a proper... Do you know what I am?
What?
I'm a proper H&M kid.
Okay.
What buyer? H&M kid. Yeah, I get a lot from H&M kid. They do nice stuff.
Yeah, do you know what? I was in Selfridges the other day.
Yeah.
And the kids part of Selfridges, they have, like, this H&M...
Adorables.
Yeah. And the stuff was gorgeous.
Really gorgeous.
Like, when we know what we've got, I'll definitely come and buy things from it. Yeah. We're looking at the price tags. Is it more expensive than normal?
It is a little bit. Yeah, it is. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I find H&M still good price points. Not quite as much as Zara, but similar. Like, I always will still do, like, my soup, like Sainsbury's, Tesco. Mm-hmm. Like, they all have, like, great stuff. But then other than that, I'm H&M. Mm. Next is decent.
Right.
But yeah, I love a H&M baby outfit.
Oh.
Very cool.
Yeah. Do you know what? I am looking forward to knowing what we've got so I can like...
Dress them. Yeah.
Because I've literally, all I've bought is 10 white zip-up baby girls.
Yeah.
In newborn.
Yeah.
No, I think I might have got like 6 in newborn. I just feel like they're going to be a little bit big. I don't know why.
I know. It's weird you think that because obviously you're not big.
I know. I'm tiny.
But that is
unless they're like scrunched up to fuck with no water around them.
They can be though, can't they? That's the thing. Just because you're not big doesn't mean you won't have a big baby. What are you measuring? Are they saying you're on the big?
No, not at all. I'm on the smaller side.
I thought so. So why do you think your baby's going to be big?
I don't know. Well, I don't think they're going to be, like, really big, but me and Mike, we're both quite similar. I think, like, 7'12" or something. But don't newborn only go up to 8 pounds?
No.
Oh, right. Because I thought it did.
No.
Right, well, maybe I need to get... So I'd bought, I think, 6 newborn.
Unless...
So maybe I should get double.
I knew Richie was still in his newborn... over 8 pounds,
right?
Defo, because he was 7. I did really well. It was actually something I am still proud of to this day.
What?
So he was exactly 7 pounds when he was born.
Yeah,
and he was exclusively breastfed.
Uh huh.
So they say within the first few days, first week or whatever, they will lose weight. And he just put on and put on and put on. And when like my midwife came around and everything, she expected him to be lower than his birth weight, and he wasn't. And she was like, "And you're only breastfeeding. You've not used the formula." And I was like, "No." And she was like, "Do you know how amazing that is?" And I was like, I thought it was good, but is it amazing? Like, you know, I'm there, like, come on, tell me. Yeah. She's like, that's like a significant weight gain just from the breast. She was like, you are doing amazing. And I do actually feel proud of that. And not to, like, put
that's
a down
like, if your baby lost weight, I'm better than you.
I hate sometimes saying stuff like that because I don't want to make people feel shit if it's the other way. But I felt really proud.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
But anyway, no, he was defo still a newborn after 8 pounds.
Because I've got like newborn and then I've got 0 to 1 month. So I've not gone straight from like 0 to 3.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've just got all white and I've got 3 that are like, I think it's like a chocolate brow, like a neutral.
Yeah, neutral palette.
Yeah, but I'm excited to know what they are so I can buy clothes.
Yeah. I knew you would be like that anyway. Yeah. And you know what? Like, I feel like for a stage in the life, you can kind of do that, but then it gets really hard. You don't want to dress them unnecessarily. Like, yeah. I remember, like, dungarees can be cute. There's no fucking way I was putting him in dungarees because the button, it wasn't quick and he never stayed still. So it was just so much effort. I needed just the zip. Like, I'd have him in, like, the baby grows and sleep suits all the time because I couldn't. It was too much stress to get him in an outfit.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, I can't imagine me doing full-on outfits. But you know when, like, I want to have some, like, some things that don't look like they're going to bed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not buying anything like that until the hair. I'm just going to wait and...
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, see what comes. It's actually been quite a blessing not finding out the gender because... I would have gone overboard.
Yeah.
Whereas I've just not. I have no desire to because
there's no point.
There's no point.
Yeah. Oh no, that's good.
But did I tell? I don't know if I told you. I don't know if you were there. My memory's so bad at the minute. No, I think I did with my visualization. Yeah, you did. Mother's blessing.
Yeah.
So we did. There was like a part of the mother's blessing where it was like a visualization thing, and it was like. It was like thinking of my ancestors because it was all about how your egg is in your grandma's womb.
The womb line, she called it, didn't she? Like, we are from our grandma, like, we existed in our grandmothers.
Yeah. So she was like, imagine them around you and like the people in your womb line. And then she was getting me to like imagine the baby and... then like what message they might be sending to me and what I might be sending to them. And I was like absolutely bawling my eyes out, but I saw like such a clear vision of like a little baby boy, just like, they weren't like waving like this because they were a baby, but do you know when they like move the hands bit?
Yeah, do you remember when I said, so you should Vic told me this. So I'm one of those, Vic the other day said she thinks I've got ADHD, but like everyone was like shutting their eyes and doing this visualization and I kept peeping and looking at everyone and I could see Vic like sobbing, but with her eyes shut, you know, clearly like on an emotional journey, and I'm there like with one eye looking at everyone trying to see, like, I don't know, just like, I just can't do it. And then if I felt like I didn't want to have my eyes open too long in case someone caught me, so I'd shut them quickly. Then I'd like peep again in like a minute's time and check. Yeah, Vic's still crying. Right, what else is going on?
Yeah, I was fully sobbing. It was really emotional. But we were saying this yesterday, weren't we? Like, I can really get deep into visualization and it feels really real for me.
Yeah.
That's why I very easily go crazy.
Yeah.
But that's another story.
Maybe that's why I don't
probably.
Or struggle with mental health, because I can't just, as soon as it's like in my head, I can't dwell on, I can't think about anything deeper.
Yeah.
And I'm on to the next.
Imagination. And this is the thing with OCD. It's all about your fucking imagination. Oh, and mine great. Is absolutely... Like, my imagination is crazy.
Yeah.
Let me
I'm just going to shut the curtain because you've got sun on. Can you feel that? You've got sun there.
Yeah, I did feel like, why have I got a hot chin?
Yeah. Some sun seeping through the curtain. Some sun is seeping through the curtain, the open bit, and you just from your lip down is in like pure sunlight. Let me just do that for you one sec.
Okay. So we asked you for some of your Christmas dilemmas or just your funny Christmas stories, maybe from Christmas parties or things that have happened around Christmas. And we've got some lovely ones in.
Uh-huh.
So we'll just start with some...
Dilemmas.
Some of the dilemmas, some of the easy ones, and we'll just pass our opinion.
Okay.
As two unqualified people to pass opinions.
We love an unqualified opinion.
Just so you know, we're not psychologists.
We're not Christmas experts.
Okay, so someone said, I always shop early for Christmas, so end up getting boyfriend's family's presents and takes him ages to pay me back. So I always think, why do I do this every year?
Oh, I mean, if Rick got presents for his family, I'd be in the same boat.
Mm.
Oh, no, no, sorry. No, the situation is him paying back late. No, 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 he won't pay me back late. But I do think about this. Like, I don't know if you're the same with Mike, but like, I'll even get him cards for his family when it's birthdays, yeah. Like anything like that. Or I'll be like, look, it's Kathy's birthday. Like, what are we doing? And do you know what? No, I'm being tight. Sometimes he's good, but it's usually like, oh, we'll get like restaurant vouchers. And he's good at presents.
Yeah.
But I still carry all the mental load.
Yeah.
And I like execute it.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad we don't do like family Christmas presents like that, because I just have a bigger mental load.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. And to be fair, we've swapped to doing Secret Santa.
Oh, yeah.
So.
We spoke about that though, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. But like, my family think me and Mike are a bit weird. And I think maybe we're being less weird now. But previous to now, we don't always buy like a joint present, you know, for say my mum and dad or for...
You do separate.
Yeah. Cause
what, Mike would get his own present for your mum and dad?
Yeah. Only because, right?
Oh, no, I do find that a bit weird.
Yeah. Do you know what? There's been situations where, like, I love gift giving. And sometimes I want to give a gift, especially if it's, like, my mum, where I've, like, taken her away and stuff like that. But also, like, my mum and dad do so much for Mike.
Mm.
Like, so much. And so I'm like, I feel like you need to put some effort into something to acknowledge them and thank them.
Yeah.
As we're getting, like, I think maybe since we've been engaged, we've started to do a bit more of like a joint situation.
Yeah.
But
do you help on these gifts where he'd be giving it? Do you help him with the gift?
Or does kind he do it all of. By himself? No, like he will try and do it himself. It would only be my mum and dad, like not my brother.
Yeah.
Like my brother, we would just do a joint situation. But yeah, for my mum and dad, no, he might like just kind of figure it out himself. He can be quite good.
Yeah, no, I don't think he'd be bad.
Yeah.
But Rick isn't like, bad. He just doesn't think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I have to like bring up the, I have to get it even in his head.
Yeah. That
just doesn't exist in his head. Yeah.
No, and Mike will leave everything until the absolute last minute.
Yeah, that's him. And then he's like, I can't operate like that.
See, I can operate like that. But there's some things where you're like, if you would have just done this at least a week earlier,
yeah.
you would have had more options yeah. because now you're trying to sort like next day delivery or yeah, something. Yeah, you're yeah. panicking.
Yeah. Do you know it's expensive to be last minute?
Yeah, I agree. You can't be getting deals and offers, like shopping around.
Yeah, next day delivery, all that shite.
Yeah. So, well, I think for this girl.
This worldie.
Why don't you just try saying, you do the Christmas present?
I'll sort my mum and dad out. Yeah.
You sort your family
actually,
out.
Do you know, there's something to be said for that, though, because I do think if I didn't do the stuff I do, would he do it? And would it matter if he didn't? If he didn't get, say, someone a present, they probably wouldn't really care. And he does that. I'll be like, right, what we're getting, your mum and dad or whatever, he'll be like, oh, they don't want anything. I'm like, no, that's not fair. They do a lot for us.
Yeah.
Come on. But like, but they don't probably actually care. And he's like, you're making it a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say that to me. I'm like, oh, I'm not making it a thing. It's just, come on, what are we doing? What are we getting? Yeah. Like, it is a thing. I'm not making it one. It exists as a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I get that, like... I'm guessing as well, if she's buying the presents, then they probably do want something, but he just can't bother sorting it out.
Yeah.
And then if he's not paying you for ages, I would literally be like, Dad, I'm going to sort my things out.
Yeah.
I'll get them a present from myself.
Yeah.
You sort yourself out.
Yeah. I really do like get that. I just don't know if I'd break last minute, then yeah. be pissed off at myself for not following through with the little ultimatum and putting myself in a harder position of yeah. having to do it last minute.
Because I think strong.
Yeah, but I think that's what I'd do, because then I'd be like, oh, I'm not fucking Christmas on his behalf and their behalf. Yeah. I'd end up seeing the bigger picture and being like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah. Or maybe say to him, this is what I'm thinking of getting. It's going to cost like 50 quid. So send me 25 quid and I'm going to go and get it.
Yeah.
So you've got the money before. We don't need no men not paying us back. right. Someone said, what are we buying our dads?
Oh.
Same question every year. What the fuck do you buy your dad?
Yeah, it's to I could always alcohol could always yeah. is always a failsafe for my dad.
Yeah, same for mine, but sometimes I don't want to feed like a bad habit. Yeah, you know
I'm exactly the same. Yeah. Like I know we'd get excited and be like, ooh, like a nice tequila. We like tequila. Mm. Like, you know, something like a nice fancy spirit.
Yeah.
Like a nice brand or whatever. That always works our end. But again, I'm the same as you. I feel like, oh, but I know we'll have it all in the one night. Because yeah. that's what he's like.
And then you're just fuming. She'll like, I've fueled that.
Yeah. 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 But you know what I think sometimes are good for that? Obviously, it's hard if they have zero hobbies.
Mm.
But like subscription stuff.
All right.
Like, or do you know, like this is more say my mum than a dad, but I know a lot of dads are really into like say like gardening and plants and stuff, like a subscription to like, you know, the RHS Bridgewater.
Oh, okay.
You,
yeah,
like you know, like a month and you get to go for free. Yeah, and like there's yeah. the cafe there and like it's nice walks, like, you know, little things like that. Yeah. I know everyone's dads are different, like that is not my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a few friends like that would really suit their dad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Mike's dad got it was like a year subscription for the RHS.
Yeah, like that type of thing I think can go down well.
I think dads are the practical beings. They want their underpants refurbished, the socks refurbished.
Yeah.
And I think they often like an aftershave.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't really go wrong with an aftershave.
You cannot go wrong with an aftershave. And my dad wears he likes Penhaligon's.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. We get him nice aftershave. He does. And because it's expensive, it feels like a good present.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You don't feel like you're just chucking him a bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think definitely try an aftershave. Or, yeah, I think like you said, something that's a bit more, I don't know, like experience related.
Yeah.
Whether it's if he likes wine, like wine tasting, or like yeah. a whiskey tasting, or
that's it.
Even just like a food tasting, or yeah. get a voucher for
restaurant
him
vouchers or whatever. Yeah, I think stuff like that, like you can't really go wrong.
Yeah. But do you ever find this? I don't know if you will have been in this situation, but I'll be like, Mom, what should I get, Dad? Well, he loves a spa. And I'm like, do you mean you love a spa? And so you want me to buy a spa for the two of you because he's not going to go on his own. And she does it all the time. We think, well, he likes this. And I'm like, no, you like this, Mum. This is a present for Dad.
No, my mum doesn't do that. But that's one that I have done. Actually, I can't believe I've not said this. I do this a lot. I book them a hotel stay.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, and it doesn't, they do deals. Like, I've sometimes done secret escapes or whatever. Yeah. But it's really easy now. My mum's retired.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't even think I've done it since she's been retired for the year, but it was harder. I used to have to message because it was for my mum and dad. But like, I feel like that's nice. And depending how expensive the actual hotel stay is, sometimes it'll be book a meal in the restaurant.
Yeah,
the hotel.
Like a dinner, bed and breakfast.
Yeah. So I feel like that's a really good one.
Yeah.
But you can go a bit crazy money wise with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it where it's shitty because your budget's too low.
Yeah.
So I think that's more of a higher budget one.
Yeah. Or it could be like money towards it.
Yeah,
like
a secret escapes voucher. And
yeah.
then they can book something through Secret Escape.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. There's a few, like you can buy Airbnb things. There's another one. It's quite similar to Airbnb, but it's like more kind of like funky.
Oh, do you mean
venues?
Kip? K Kip and
no. Oh, I can't remember. Shit story. But yeah, like something there's like that where they can get a voucher.
Canopy and Stars.
Canopy and Stars.
Canopy and Stars.
You can get like a voucher.
I might have done
like
one
that.
For you for one of those ones.
Yeah, Canopy and Stars.
Was it that
band? Yeah, me and Mike went and stayed in this like, it was like a, it was kind of
had a
cabin
hot tub.
Thing. Yeah,
you had a hot tub.
And Mike had the shits and was being sick the whole time. It was like literally one room.
Oh, yeah.
It was, we thought, oh, we'll go, we'll probably have a good shag and stuff like that. And it was anything but. The room just stunk of shit and sick. And I went for about 7 walks on my own with Enzo because I was like, I can't sit here any longer. But yeah.
But hopefully yeah,
your dad might
gift.
Have a good time. Right. So, someone else said, and there's been a few of these.
Come on.
Ooh, I have one, she said.
Oh, okay.
I've just found out that I'm pregnant, but I won't be 12 weeks until just after Christmas. I usually like to get into the party spirit. 2 cheers in Prosecco glasses. So it will probably be noticed if I'm not drinking. Any creative excuses I can use so I don't have to spill the news earlier than I'd like?
See, I'm the wrong person to ask because everyone ever knows when I'm pregnant because I've either fucking let slip or I'm not having a drink. If I'm not in that setting, and I never feel like saying no because I wouldn't say no to something just because I can't drink and I'm pregnant. And then if I'm not having a drink, everyone knows.
Yeah,
and
but I've then you're not that bothered about hiding it.
No,
like,
I'm not.
Yeah, I am.
This is what I mean. So I've never had to come up with a creative excuse because I've just said, yeah, I am. I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
But what about because it's the season.
And Tis the season.
And there is a lot of like social events and a lot of food. Just like too many mince pies. No.
You've had too many mince pies.
Too many. I mean, I don't really eat mince. I'm not bothered about it. My gloves are...
Oh, no, I tell you what the best excuse
what?
Is. Because I did use this.
What?
You're on antibiotics.
Oh, that is a good one. But you don't get away with that in my group of friends. Because Gary told us he was on antibiotics when it was Heaton Park Food Festival. Yeah. And we all chat GPT'd if you could. We did all the research. I was like, Gary, you can drink. And he was like...
Yeah, but she
no,
could
No, I
say.
Really can't. And we're like, no, you can't. We've looked in these antibiotics. It says, you know, like, maybe best not to, but you can. Come on. Let's
but
get
she could say, I'm on antibiotics and I know when I'm on them, I throw up.
Yeah.
So, yes, I just can't
or,
drink.
New year, new me, starting early this year.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of the game.
I'm getting ahead of the game.
I don't think that will work, though.
I'm doing dry Jan in December.
Yeah, do you know what the best thing
actually,
is for everything?
Dry December works better because it's DD.
DD.
Dry December, yeah. So it's DD day.
Yeah, DD day. I think you just say you've got the shits. If you say you've got the shits to
I
everything,
would still
no one
drink
questions.
If I had the shits.
Yeah, but that's you. Just say you've got the shits. You just... If you have Prosecco, you'll follow through and you'd rather not have shit on the floor.
Wait. Sorry. So this is Christmas Day. So then you have to keep... You can't... What, are you going to eat your Christmas dinner? You've not thought this through. So all the food, you're not drinking, but you're eating.
Yeah.
And you're not going to the top. No, that's not good. Not on Christmas
right, okay.
Day. You could not go out.
Yeah.
That's a good one for like, you know... If you're not wanting to tell your friends and go out and say, I'm poorly, I've got the shits. But Christmas Day, when you're there in that situation, you can't do that.
I think Christmas Day is antibiotics.
Yeah,
day.
I do. I think that's got to be antibiotics. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that viral infection. Yeah. I'm feeling good now, but I have to finish my course.
Yeah.
They said it's really important to finish my course. And it gives me a bit of bloating as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's something a bit to throw. Oh, you can... Well, lots of people can hide a bump early, though, anyway. You don't even
that,
know.
Before 12 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It
unless
depends.
You're me.
Unless it's like your second.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing it's not.
Mm.
You won't be showing. You'll be fine.
Yeah. You're right.
Also, you don't want to, like, avoid going out. Like, you can still go out, but, yeah, just say... You can just cope with all sorts of it. You can always just be an antibiotic.
Yeah, but if you're going out, depending on the situation, it can be easier because yeah. you can sometimes order a mocktail. Not 0% beer, because it'll say on it that it's 0%. Yeah. But you can sometimes, say if the way the drinks ordering is that you go up to the bar and like you buy yourself, you can do mocktails
yeah.
or something that looks like a fucking gin and tonic, but it's just a tonic.
Exactly. And sometimes you can go, if it's like a restaurant setting, you could go up to one of the waiters or waitresses and be like, I'm pregnant, nobody knows.
Yeah.
If I ask you for a gin and tonic, will you just put some soda water in a glass for me?
Oh, that's very James Bond.
No, but people do that.
Yeah. Oh, no, that reminds me of a film, something. Oh, I know that. I've remembered it.
What?
Yeah. I think it was Will Smith with Margot Robbie. I think he pretended to be drunk, but he said he went up to the barman in the film and said, look, I'm a recovering alcoholic, but I'm going to ask you at some point in the night, I'm going to be like, I need a vodka, I need this or whatever. Under no circumstances do you give me that. So it looks like he's ordering drink, but the barman's going, okay, sir, you want a vodka? And he like just gives him water or whatever. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. So yeah, I think you're going to be fine. Try not to overthink it. Enjoy it. And you're just on antibiotics.
Yeah.
And if you've not been like visibly ill, say it's you've got an infected toe or something quite random.
Or an ear
infection.
Although they are painful.
Yeah. And I think somewhere else in the body, like a really random infection.
Yeah.
You've got thrush.
Do you go on antibiotics for thrush?
No, I don't. Oh. Water infection.
Water UTI. Infection.
Yeah. Because people won't question that. People won't be telling you to go on to drink if you've got a water infection.
No. Okay. That's really good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we hope we've sorted your problem out there, love. So someone said, not a dilemma, but a dark humour story. My nan was poorly for years with dementia.
I'm laughing a bit because I did read this one.
My nan was poorly for years with dementia and took a decline at the end of 2018. Every day for 11 days, doctors and nurses were telling us that today is the day that she would pass. The little witch waited.
The little toad.
Until Christmas Day to die. Ruining Christmas Day for us all forever. We still laugh about it now that she, in the end, got the last laugh.
That is so funny, though. Imagine that. Oh, I wonder how she died. Like, imagine if it was all around the table at Christmas dinner and she just fucking dropped her head in a turkey. Oh,
no, if she had dementia, she would have been in... So the doctors and nurses were telling us that today's the day. So she was probably at the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know
In a home. In a home. In a home, something.
I swear. So my granddad died a few days before Christmas.
Cunt.
My grandma was like really poorly over. Like, I shouldn't have made her come out, but I cried to my dad. I said, I'm not leaving her in that home on Christmas Day. She's coming out with us. But she just was. And my dad couldn't say no to me. So I bring her to our house. And then we were going out for food. And it was... I won't go into it. It went south. So I ended up having to take her back.
Yeah.
I just feel like bad things have always happened to me over Christmas.
Yeah.
But you do just have to...
Let's not think that when you're due Christmas Eve this year.
Yeah, oh God, that's the last thought I need to start planting into my mind.
Yeah.
No, but maybe this is like rectifying all the shit Christmas is.
Good one.
But yeah, I think your nan just wanted a bit of attention, really.
Yeah. Yeah, my pops, it wasn't granddad, he was pops, but I think he died New Year's Eve.
Right. Like,
that's a bit of one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit selfish.
Yeah, my grandma died, they died months within each other. My grandma was like the end of October and then he died. I think it was either New Year's Eve or like New Year's Day, but it was a day and you're just like, oh.
Great.
I wasn't even there. I was in Ireland celebrating. My mum messaged me like, yeah, he has died. I'm like, okay.
Oh, it's not funny, is it?
No, it isn't.
Oh, but bless you. I'm glad you can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
And God bless,
a DM,
rest in
actually.
Peace.
I saw it on our page being like, saying, someone said to us, like, it's funny how you both just laugh at all your problems.
But we do.
You'll be like, I miscarried. I'll be like, I nearly committed suicide.
Oh my God.
We do. What's wrong with us?
I just feel like you've got to, though. Like, you cry about it and then you just have to have a joke about it. Cause otherwise, it's just
what the
really
fuck is
shit.
Life?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Right. So, do you know what? I think a lot of people would relate to this one. Wanting a really selfish Christmas as a family of four.
Yeah.
I know quite a few people who, they loved COVID Christmas because it just got to be their family or just their couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't be arsed with rejoining back with the big family.
It is a real dilemma.
Yeah.
I can relate in a certain way, not for me wanting to be just me, Rick and Richie at all. Yeah. I definitely like to go to our immediate families. But when my grandma died, my other side, my dad's side, my mum decided, like, we didn't want to go, because we used to always go to my grandma's and it would be all that side of the family. Yeah. And I think it all just kind of fell apart. But, like, my mum wanted it to just be us.
Right.
And then that's when that tradition started. But, like, even though we still see my granddad, like, at some point on Christmas Day, I'm really happy when that
stops.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's kind of the same thing, because we had that thing, like, you know, you have to leave your house and you have to go there, and then you've got fucking uncle this, auntie that, and you're just like,
It's when, like, because our Christmases used to be, you'd have to get up, you'd have to go to your mum's, then you'd go, then we'd go to, like, the cemetery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then you'd lot, go to, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was just, like, all these things that came on Christmas Day. You just think, oh, fuck that.
An effort of a day. Yeah. Like, why can't it be? It's meant to be this lovely day.
Yeah,
can
but
we
a
not
lot
actually
people
just do what we one that will make it that lovely day.
Yeah.
That's the mindset my mum had, and she's like kind of like pioneered it. But I think actually everyone else was happy to.
Yeah.
But you,
someone
you
just
feel
needed to
someone
say
just
it.
Needed to say it.
Yeah. Because I know people as well who which to be fair, so I have always spent Christmas with my mum and dad, and we used to always do it with my dad's mum and dad, but then they died, so it was just always like our family.
Yeah.
And I've always been so strong and like I will always have Christmas with my mum and dad.
Yeah.
Especially because a lot of the time, like, my brother doesn't give a fuck where he is at Christmas, and he's often been away, or like he was living away. Yeah, because he lived in Qatar, different areas of the Middle East for a long time.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't remember speaking to him, because I don't feel like that was part of his life.
Yeah. Yeah, so when, like, me and Mike got together, my brother had gone, like, maybe a month before that, and he lived there for years and years and years and years and years. Like, a really long time. He was in Qatar for ages.
Because I've been out of Qatar. Was literally a second home for me at one point in my life.
Probably was there when he was, because you're a similar age, aren't you?
Yeah, we're the same.
Yeah, so it would have been when he was about, well, it was about 10 years ago when he first moved.
Yeah.
So,
no way, because I'd go like 6 times a year or something mad doing the photography and, you know, the big schools. Like, you didn't really know me when I was doing a lot of that work.
No, I didn't.
But, oh, no, I feel like I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we lived there for ages. And I just feel like he's just not, he does love being with the family, but he's all right to be a bit swayed.
Yeah.
Whereas,
I feel
like
my brother don't give a fuck, really, who he's with.
Yeah, whereas, like, I think Mike would like to maybe do more with his mum and dad, but luckily his sister's got kids, so his mum and dad favour being with the sister and the kids. So Mike is always with us, but on the years that his mum and dad don't have go be with his sister and the kids, they come and do Christmas with us.
Yeah.
So I feel really lucky actually that my family is really close with Mike's family.
Yeah.
So we can do a lot of things together.
Yeah.
But I do know people who they'll do like a morning somewhere And then but then the partner wants to be with their mum and dad. So then they'll end up driving like 2 hours.
Oh, not like that.
But that
is our situation. I can't believe it actually. It's me talking about how much things just don't enter Rick's head. He said the other day, he was like, are we going to start our yearly conversation? I was like, what? And he was like, what are we doing for Christmas? Because we do the same fucking thing every year.
Yeah.
But every year I try and like assess the situation because we basically do his mum and dad's for like starters and it's like for a few hours.
Yeah.
And then we go to my mum and dad's and then we go back to his mum and dad's.
Oh, really?
Do you remember? Yeah. And I'm just like, there's got to be a more
not
like
with, not with
efficient
a,
way to do this
now.
But he likes it.
Right.
He likes that setup.
Okay.
Because he's like, we get a bit both. So we've had arguments before being like, right, let's just do, just we'll see them both. But we just go to one and then we just go to the other. It was like, but the whoever's last, that's the most important part of the day. I'm like, so who are we going to first? But I was like, but we always go to your mum and dad's first because they do starters.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't go to my mum and dad's who does like the big, and then to yours. It's like, well, then that's not fair, is it? And I'm like, wow, you actually have a pin.
You've got an opinion.
Isn't it annoying when your man has an opinion?
Yeah, you're just like, he threw you a peanut.
Fucking hell. So, yeah, so it never gets heated enough where it's an issue, but it's definitely a little bit of an issue. But I can be, you know, I can just be swayed and I'll be like, right, we'll just do what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because it is fine, but at the same time, I think like, yeah, no, it's going to be hard with Richie because it's then like, do we drive? Because what about car seats in taxi? We would both have a drink on Christmas. So me and Rick, when it was just us, we'd get taxis. Mm-hmm. But now we've got Richie.
Yeah, it's just not right. Yeah.
But our families are closer, really.
We should do it all together.
And especially because Rick's mum, like, she doesn't like to cook. She does do it every year, but she doesn't like to. So I'm like, come on. But I feel like I'm trying to say it, but I feel like I can't be the one to fully initiate it all.
Right.
Because like Rick's like, both our dads want to be in their own home for Christmas. They don't want to go somewhere else. No one wants to go.
Well, they're just going to have to get over it. And I think as well, maybe it's fine this year for Richie, but like when Richie's talking and knows exactly what's going on, Richie's going to want to be at home with all his toys, like being able to play with all his stuff and just doing what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. So, well, if we actually get that bigger house that we should be moving into, we could host. And we would.
Yeah, and then you have your mum and dad, Rick's mum and dad. Or you're like, well, we're the base. You can come, and if you don't want to come, then don't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an option, isn't it? This is what I mean. This is why I don't get too stressed about it. Things do change.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to see how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do have the discussion like every year and come to the same conclusion every year that we'll just do what we're doing.
Yeah. I just know it will always be either we will have Christmas and my mum and dad will come and Mike's mum and dad if they're not with his sister, or we'll go to my mum and dad's for Christmas.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah.
Lucky me.
But yeah, if you just want a Christmas with a family of four, just say, listen, we're just doing Christmas, just us four this year.
Yeah.
Let's do something on Boxing Day.
Yeah. You don't even have to make it final. Say, we're just trialing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The kids said they'd love to be at home. They want to, blame the kids. I love it. Like, I can do a really stinky fart. Be like, Richie.
Yeah.
You can blame anything on the kids.
Yeah, blame the kids.
Great reason to have kids if you were ever on the fence.
So blame the kids. And then, you could say, why don't we come round on Christmas Eve or why don't we come round on Boxing Day?
We did that for years with my mum's side, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
My dad's side, Christmas Day.
Nice.
Yeah. And then everyone died, so we reevaluated. You
had to switch up plans.
Yeah.
No, it is mad though, isn't it? Like, because obviously then, like, now my brother's got a wife. Like, they
have a wife.
We'll do Christmas. Or they're when Laura cooks Christmas dinner. Oh. Really, I'm good. Not a big fan of Christmas dinner, I won't lie. I'd happily just order a curry. But
I know.
Laura's Christmas dinner is unbelievable.
Yeah, I can imagine. Those rose jacket skins she made were fucking tasty.
I had one yesterday. There was one left over.
Oh, was there one left over? I didn't see. Wow. Really good, because she got it so much. She got the filling so juice on my mouth.
There must have been so much butter and cheese.
Yeah, she did say there was a lot. I went, how the fuck have you got it like this? She did say butter and cheese.
Yeah, that was definitely like a full, probably about 4 butters.
What?
I reckon.
Four
cubes of butter.
As in what you buy in the shop?
Yeah.
Stop
it. Do you not think? It felt like it was all butter.
No, not at all.
Maybe I'm being dramatic.
For 8 potatoes. half of butter.
Was there only 8?
Yeah, I think so.
So who the hell didn't have any?
I don't know.
Because there was 2 left.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. Anyway, we'll move on from the jacket potatoes. Someone said jealous people around you draining the good vibes.
Oh.
I can't even, bring into my mind a situation.
Wait, though, didn't we something's ringing the bell, though. Have we not, actually touched on this? Like, people that like Christmas and people that don't? Do you know what I mean? I'm sure we've had a convo about this, or maybe it wasn't on the podcast. I can't remember now. Is it not just like the Scrooges, like some people that don't like Christmas and just do bring, because you were saying, it was only last episode, I think, there's nothing that feels like Christmas go in like a bar or whatever. But some people are just fucking morbid about it, aren't they?
But she said jealous people.
Oh, yeah, jealous, sorry.
What, are they jealous of, your family dynamic? Are they jealous of the presents you get? I don't know.
Yeah, don't
But
know.
If they're draining the good vibes, then you don't need to be around them.
No.
Just say
bye.
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 Bye. Right, should we do one more?
Go on then.
Do you want
You've
a funny
been
story
in charge
or a
the
dilemma?
Whole time. I know. You just go for it, yeah. You choose the last one. I'd like a funny story, if anything.
Okay. What about this? Because you love anything poo stories. Oh, yeah. So 2 Christmases ago, my mother-in-law felt poorly and didn't eat Christmas dinner. She sat on our sofa and suddenly got up to go to the loo. Unfortunately, she didn't make it in time and left a trail of brown all over the floor. I felt so sorry for her, but I was also on the verge of throwing up from the smell.
It happens
to the best of us, love. I've shatted on the floor and left a trail of poo at Charlie's, what was it, your wedding celebration?
Oh, yeah. In Bali!
Yeah. I was staying in a room with Rick's sister, who I'd known for all of 3 days, and sharted all over the floor.
I remember so clearly. You were having such a bad... That was an awful... You went to Bali the next year after that.
I needed to, know what Bali was about, because I spent the whole time with a...
And you were dead anxious from it as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't just physical. You weren't okay mentally, because what was it? The parasite.
Yeah, it was a parasite.
Doesn't it cause you to be...
Well, because it's in your gut.
Yeah, it causes you to be paranoid, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was just always paranoid that I was going to shit myself. When we went to Finn's, I spent half an hour just sat on the toilet thinking I'm going to shit myself if I get in the pool.
Oh, God. Yeah, Vic had a very unfortunate time on my honeymoon with friends.
But anyway,
and do you remember when you went, I just think I need a hug, and then just put my arm around you and this is really bad.
So then
and I was Rick gave you a proper one. I just always remember that because I'm actually not good at those comforting hugs.
Yeah,
where you mean them. I'm not good at those.
Yeah,
my friend used to always say, you might as well pat me a mile away with a brush. That's what the empathy feels.
That's so funny. But oh, God bless you.
Oh, I know. No, that's embarrassing for her.
I don't think things like that are that embarrassing, because I wouldn't find it embarrassing, so I wouldn't be embarrassed for her. But I understand it's if she finds that really embarrassing,
that breaks my heart.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
I wonder what she was wearing to for it to have just gone on the floor.
That, I think stuff like that, for it to not just catch in your knickers.
Yeah.
She must have had a lovely Christmas skirt on. A little tartan skirt. Number. Oh, Betty in a little tartan. No, she was not called Betty, by the way, but that's what she is in my head.
Oh, bless her. She didn't even have a Christmas dinner.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, I hope you don't remind her of it every year.
No, I hope you do.
Oh, I hope it's just like, it's like a family laugh and she's in on the laugh now.
Yeah.
The time she sharted on Christmas Day. But do you know what? Me and my mum are both sharters.
Yeah.
So she'd be free to shart in my house.
My mum has sharted so many times. My mum's shat herself in the garden centre specifically at the garden centre a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't know if it's the food she eats there. No, because we'd go to the cafe, Newbank Garden Centre.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know because she would always, she loves cheese and onion pie. She'll always have cheese and onion pie. She always shits herself after it. We never make it out.
Maybe she's a bit like lactose. Well, no, because she does have cheese.
Yeah, she loves cheese, yeah. But it's a bit of a running joke. Like, if we go to the garden centre, we really need to prepare.
Put your nappy on.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Got your tenor ladies in, just in case.
I've shied quite a lot of times.
Yeah. I've done it a few times too.
Do you know what? I think you need to get your mother-in-law to listen to this. So she feels less alone.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's all right.
It's all right. Yeah, I agree. It's no big deal.
Right.
Nothing will break our Christmas spirit.
Well, we hope that was a nice little episode.
Yeah, it was a nice little easy recording.
Yeah.
This is our second to last episode before we finish.
Before this, my second to last, before I'm a mom.
You're from a mommy. Well, we, unless, you know, he or she makes a very surprise appearance.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not manifesting that.
No, we're
right
not.
Now.
We're
not. But yeah, we wanted to say, because we've got obviously this episode, and then we've got our final one coming out next week. Obviously, I think our kind of plan, or like our idea, is that this is going to be the end of Two Girls in the World. We love doing the podcast, but at the minute we're just kind of taking a whole day out of our week to record the podcast and put it out there free of charge. Well, we're basically paying to do it, aren't we? And we love it. We really do. But it's something that we probably, for us to be able to come back to it and stick with it, we would need to start getting some sponsors and stuff. Yeah. So yeah, we just wanted to like put it out there. If there's any brands who listen to the podcast, or anyone who knows of any brands who might suit our podcast, or like want to collaborate with us, we would be so, so grateful for that. And we would love to chat with you and chat with them to, yeah, hopefully, yeah, like keep,
because we would be
going,
very happy to keep it going and very happy to come back, but we're just being very realistic, aren't we? Especially with baby on the way.
Baby
on the way. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it, to find the time and to fund it as well.
So that was our little plea. Have a gorgeous week.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
buy it now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.